Malaysian 350.
Malaysian 370.
Malaysian 370 maintaining level 350.
Malaysian 370.
Malaysian 370, contact Ho Chi Minh 120.9. Good night. Good night, Malaysian 370.
The weather is calm. 1 hour into the flight, the captain says goodnight to air traffic control as it leaves Kuala Lumpur's airspace.
Moments after, as it's flying over the South China Sea, it suddenly disappears from the radar. The two onboard transponders had suddenly stopped pinging the aircraft's location. Whether they were manually disabled or simply stopped working remains a mystery. 4 hours after its scheduled landing time, and still nothing from the transponder, the flight is declared officially missing, marking the start of the longest, most expensive search in history.
The search begins. The first and most obvious place to be searched was the area around the location that the transponder shut off. That soon changed after Malaysian military produced records from the radars. Long-range military radar doesn't rely on transponders. Instead, it tracks the path of the original radio waves sent out. The new information showed that soon after the transponders shut off, MH370 took a manual right-hand turn, veering slightly off course. Moments later, the plane loops back around until it's heading back over Malaysia and out over the Strait of Malacca. The flight is now completely off course, flying in the opposite direction to its destination. The aircraft then flies until over the island of Penang. It then turns right slightly and holds its heading in that direction. The plane then exits the coverage of the radar.
The Andaman Sea, the Bay of Bengal, the Strait of Malacca, and the corner of the South China Sea are then searched with an international effort, but to no avail. Being a modern aeroplane, it was equipped with a terminal that communicated to a satellite. The log shows a stable connection throughout the flight until it reaches the island of Penang, where the connection is broken. The plane flies with no connection again until reaching the location where its detection with the radar was lost. The satellite terminal remains to respond for the next 6 hours before disconnecting once more, the approximate time that the plane's fuel ran out.